WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The reorganization continues at College Station City Hall. Police Chief Jeff Capps was named Wednesday as an assistant city manager. Assistant Chief Scott McCullum was named interim chief when Capps begins his new duties June 30th. City Manager Kelly Templin says Capps takes over for Kathy Merrill, who retired last month. Capps, who's been with the CSPD since 1993, will become responsible for the police and fire departments, along with emergency operations, human resources, community services, and intergovernmental relations. The 21st Annual Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards for Small Businesses based in the Brazos Valley were announced Wednesday. The winner, with sales growth over the last 3 years of nearly 450%, was Schaefer Custom Homes. The keynote speaker, Bryan native Randy Hale, leads the Houston-based Rock Hill Capital Group. For as long as he could remember, Hale wanted his own business.
Whether I was picking dewberries across the street from Lester's department store and selling them door-to-door in my neighborhood, or my Houston Post paper route, I never could get the Eagle, I always had the Post, or my lawn mowing business that I inherited from my older brother, but in the back of the room. I've always wanted to run something. Over the past 20 years, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in starting a few businesses and investing alongside a bunch of successful entrepreneurs.
The complete winner's list is online at WTW.com. Bryan police are looking for suspects in two gun-related incidents from Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says no one was injured and nothing was taken during an attempted armed robbery at Woody's on South College.
A Hispanic male who had his face covered to try to hide his identity walked into the store with a firearm, saw the clerk, and then turned around and left.
20 minutes before that was gunfire near the roundabout at College Main and Old College. McKeithen says a 21-year-old victim ran when officers arrived. When he was caught, officers discovered the man had been shot. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police found drugs on the victim and also a handgun during a search of the area. Online at WTAW.com are suspect descriptions from both cases. The list of those surprised by the primary election defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is long. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan suspects one reason is Cantor not visiting his district enough due to his leadership responsibilities.
When you become a member of leadership in the House, you wind up running all over the country to help other candidates get elected or to raise money or to recruit new candidates to run against incumbents. And as a result, sometimes you pay less attention to the folks back home in your district, and they're the ones that elect you, not the national audience.
Flores also says voters were influenced by national talk show hosts who got involved in that race in the last couple of weeks. WTAW News Time, 7:09. It's 78 degrees, and this look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $199. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone, number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. They got a loaner for you while they work on yours. 690-2278, here's what we've got.
Partly sunny day shaping up for the region. We'll see whether or not a frontal system to our north can trigger a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's doing so in the central part of the state already. High temperatures today should be on the order of 90 to 95. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be falling back to 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm near 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Saturday will be sunny with highs around 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll start you off with World Cup action in soccer. We've also got Aggies at the NCAA championships for track and field. There's baseball on tap as well, NBA playoffs. We'll get all of it put together for you about 7:50 with sports.
It's National Jerky Day. I just want to let you know in case you haven't packed your lunch yet.
Later today's National Toothpick Day.
Is it?
Yeah. To get the jerky out of here.
Yeah, I have a phone number for Martine Larson. We could call Martine later on in the show, maybe. I don't know where Martine is. Or we could just not.
How is Martine tied in to be?
I don't know. Martine just apparently happens to be the person who's doing this. And what they've done, I guess, in celebration of this being Jerky Day, is they've got a Meet Rushmore, which would be the sculpture shows the presidents covered in jerky. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's just. The company is building a replica of Mount Rushmore in jerky form in New York's Columbus Circle, apparently. So be able to have that. And, you know, it's jerky. And I guess it could sit there for a long time and then you could eat it later, huh?
I don't see why not.
They could repackage it and just go with that.
There is such a thing as too dry and too tough for jerky.
Well, my thought is also, I mean, look, we've got that much extra jerky. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Aren't there people who could use that in other parts of the world? And here we are making a Mount Rushmore out of beef jerky.
We're hogging all the jerky.
Sounds very nice. So I don't know. I'm wondering. So it's rush hour in Philadelphia for thousands of baby toads as they hop across the busy residential street on a rainy summer night.
Well, what's this about? I saw the headline.
Why do the toadlets cross the road?
Yeah. To get to the other side.
Because that's where the woods are, you see.
Oh.
The Roxborough neighborhood right there, they go over there and they live for, you know, about 2 years, and then they wander back over, you know, as long as they don't get squashed. So what's happened is the Environmental Education Center there has set up a roadblock each year in this neighborhood, and they reroute the car so the amphibians can cross the two-lane road. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say it. Without croaking! My button didn't work. No, I hate that. I hate that my button didn't work. Anyway, it would have been a rim shot. Mentally, here, a rim shot. Okay. The detour program began in 2009 when a local resident noticed a toad-filled street. Organizers estimate that there may be 2,400 adult toads that cross the road this spring. So there you are. And these are itty-bitties. I mean, they're about the size of your little fingernail, okay? They're tiny. Wouldn't be able to see them. Wouldn't even be able to hear them crunch as you drove over them, but nonetheless.
I saw a video of that in Australia. They've got those cane toads.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy, he was aiming for them.
Uh-huh. Do what you can. Then they start flying up, you know, and then that's get stuck in the grill. But I'm just saying, everybody's eating breakfast this morning. Thanks a lot, I know.
Hopefully not frog legs.
Nice metal.
That'd be a lot harder to clean off than those low bugs were.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Yeah. Anyway, so we didn't have any of those last year, did we?
No.
I wonder what that was about.
I don't know.
Huh.
I remember back in the late 90s, because I was still in high school, we had the tiger butterfly something.
Okay.
It was like the love bugs, but there were just billions of these tiny little tiger moth butterflies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, now here's the deal. I mean, couldn't we peel a couple of scientists off this global warming thing and figure out why we didn't have love bug here last year? I mean, I know it's different
science.
Where's
the government money, huh?
That's right. Couldn't we get a grant for that?
One is more than likely tied to the other.
I think it could be La Nina, or it could be El Nino.
Save the love bugs. Or it's all global warming.
Nina Nanya, one of those. That could be.
Neener.
Yeah, something. I'm just saying. Could be. Now, this is a strange story. Police in Alabama have arrested a teen for allegedly plotting on Facebook to kill her aunt. Here we go. Police say 19-year-old Marissa Williams thought she was sending private messages to a boy she had met online. She didn't realize she actually was communicating with her aunt.
Yikes.
That she wanted dead, okay? Now, here's the deal. Marissa's aunt created this fake Facebook page, all right, under the name of Trey Top Dog Ellis, in order to chat with her niece and to find out how she was interacting with guys out there in Facebook. Prosecutors say that Marissa invited Top Dog to come on over and get drunk, okay, if he'd pay her phone bill.
I'll buy you booze if you get me a phone.
Well, eventually, through their communication, Marissa asks Top Dog to kidnap her aunt and shoot her if she tries to get away.
Whoa.
Okay, now, she is now sending this message to the person who she, in fact, did want to have shot.
Goodness.
When questioned by police, Williams said she didn't mean it, and she said she was sorry, which, of course, makes it all better.
Just kidding.
Teen has been charged with solicitation of murder in the Tuscaloosa County Jail. $30,000 fine. Holy, man. All right. Arizona man arrested for unlawfully discharging a firearm told authorities he was trying to shoot the moon. Police officers in Prescott Valley, Arizona, responded to the home after a woman reported her boyfriend had fired several shots from a handgun.
To shoot at the moon.
Shoot at the moon.
Well, it's a big target. You don't need the scope.
I guess that's probably right. Anyway, he was arrested. The woman and her teenage son told police 39-year-old Cameron Reed was talking about seeing Halley's Comet and fired a round out the window. It's not that time of year, really. It's not. Anyway, they heard several more shots before fleeing. Police said that Mr. Reed had been booked into the county jail on suspicion of felony counts of unlawful discharge of a firearm, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, endangerment, plus just kind of being stupid.
Reminds me of the scene from Tombstone where the guy's hopped up.
Yeah.
It goes to shoot at the moon.
But again, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what he saw. So as a result, he's doing that.
I think the full moon is affecting things.
Tomorrow actually is the full moon.
Yeah, I think it's already getting into full swing right now.
Could be. Strawberry. Golly. I think it's the strawberry moon is what they're calling it.
Oh, okay.
So, just so you know. All right, what's your 10-year-old doing? Here we go. 10-year-old Northern California boy celebrating a milestone. Tanishka Abraham, maybe. Not from around here. Has become one of the youngest people to ever graduate from high school. I just said he was 10 years old a minute ago. The Sacramento boy received his diploma at a private ceremony in front of his family and friends on Sunday and even got a congratulatory letter from the White House. Homeschooled. Huh. Graduated with a 4.0.
Of course he did.
Well, his mom's grading the papers. Anyway.
On a curve.
Yeah. His mom says that she suspected her son was gifted, but didn't know exactly how gifted till he got an IQ test.
Oh.
He's in Mensa. He's 10 and at Mensa. I guarantee the first Mensa meeting he goes to or convention, you know. No, I'm sorry, the punch is over there. Yeah. Get the Hawaiian punch. Don't get too many cookies. You may get hyper. Anyhow, he's in the top 2% of the population. Oh, he joined Mensa at age 4. Never mind. How do you pass a test when you're age 4? I guess did he read well enough? I don't know. Taking college courses, says he wants to be a scientist. But he also wants to be president. Okay.
They can bring back Doogie Howser as a reality TV show with this kid.
You ain't lying.
Not if what happened to the other Doogie Howser happens.
Very true.
Anyway, all right, let's see what else we got going on. Jennifer Lopez is part of the World Cup. Is that correct?
Last I heard, she was not.
Well, no, that's what I mean is I think there was a new word that she was going to be. I'm just, What time does it start? I mean,
3 o'clock.
Oh, I may have to sit down and watch it.
Brazil and Croatia.
Oh, well, that's the matches. This has nothing to do with the.
No, that's the entertainment.
Okay,
don't play with matches.
Okay, I'm just saying it's 7:21. Smokers think that e-cigarettes are just cooler than those nicotine inhalers, including cigarettes. Nicotine inhalers were approved by the FDA in 1997 as an okay way for helping smokers quit.
Are those passive ones? You just...
The device delivers vaporized nicotine to the mouth when the smoker puffs at the plastic mouthpiece. Looks like an old-fashioned cigarette holder. LifeScience.com says researchers studied how e-cigarettes match up to regular cigarettes by asking study participants to use each for 3 days and then report what your experience was. And the results in the test, anyway, show that e-cigarettes received higher ratings for helpfulness, acceptability, and coolness, according to the study published. Well, are those the only categories they had? And why are they asking, what does helpfulness mean when you're talking about a cigarette or e-cigarette? Acceptability, I certainly understand that. And cool, like, you know, that's a perception thing, but nonetheless. Just saying. We have a couple of people who do that down the hall, right?
I think we have zero actual smokers in the office. They're all the ones who consume nicotine in some way. It's all vapes.
Okay. Well, that's, again, it's half. And they're talking about outlawing those. Is that correct?
They're certainly going to try to pass some regulations.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, again, I'd have quit smoking years ago if I'd known how much it offended other people. But that seems to me pretty passive because, you know.
I've seen people doing it because it saves money, and I believe it.
Oh, does it?
I mean, because once you buy the equipment, there's a few things you have to replace. You got to refill it and that, too. But it seems like the people up here are saving money doing it. Right. And it makes them feel better. And I just don't see a problem with it.
Yeah. And packs of cigarettes are like $4 or between $4 and $5.
I don't know
right?
how anyone does that to me.
Yeah,
honest.
Not in this. But buy them. Please, buy them.
It's for the kids.
It is.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and for a while now, I've been telling you about Gun Corps and their CHL classes. Well, I actually had someone come up to me and ask what a CHL class was. It dawned on me, not everybody knows what that means. CHL stands for Concealed Handgun License, and in Texas, you have to have one if you're going to carry a concealed weapon. Well, Gun Corps, with a brand new range, is offering brand new classes, like Texas CHL, Defensive and Tactical Handgun Training, and carbine training, which is AR-15s and rifles of that nature. They do it every weekend, and they'll even buy your lunch. To find out more, go to gun-core.com.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now's the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car. And the Camry One event is both. During the Camry One event, lease a new 2014 and a half Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months, just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Camry claims based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2013 sales. For JD award information, visit jdpower.com. Offers available in select states and 7714. See gstoffers.com for details.
You know men who go to Sonny's Barbershop. They're the ones with that little extra confidence in themselves and their appearance. And they know the pros at Sonny's give them that edge, whether it's their usual haircut or an updated one, perhaps a little more youthful, more mature, or something totally new. And they're accustomed to people saying, "You look different." I'm not sure what it is, but I like it. Boost your confidence. Get your hair cut at Sonny's. No one knows hair like they do. Experience the best barbershop in the Brazos Valley. You'll be glad you did. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Let's do a little weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 93 for a high today with a slight chance of showers. Heat index, though, maybe up to 101 or so. Then tonight around 73 with a low, and there could be some severe thunderstorms out there. 40% chance of rain continues on Friday with a high of 89, and then it's down to a 30% chance of rain on Friday night. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 91, 92, something like that. Chance of showers is slight, about 20%. Right now the winds are out of the south at 12. Most of the rain is way far away from here, actually west of Waco. So be a while before it marches in this way. Again, winds out of the south at 12, 85% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. We've been here for a while already, amazingly enough. It's 79 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, there's even more good news from Virginia. According to the Washington Post, Republicans there appear to have outmaneuvered Governor Terry McAuliffe in a state budget standoff. Now, they did this by persuading a Democrat senator to quit. That gives Republicans control of the Virginia Senate and the ability to block McAuliffe's efforts to ram through an expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. Now, the Post reports that Democrat State Senator Philip Puckett was swayed by two Republican offers. One, a chance to be deputy director of the State Tobacco Commission, and two, a chance for his daughter, already a judge, to get a permanent position. Both appointments come from the state legislature, not the governor. Other reports say that Puckett has taken himself out of contention for the Tobacco Commission spot. But regardless, the Democrats are livid. Actually, livid doesn't even begin to describe it. They are losing their minds, as are their media buddies. The Huffington Puffington Post ran this headline, GOP straight-up bribes Democrat senator in effort to block Obamacare. Democrat lawmakers are calling Republicans everything under the sun, as they always do, and accusing them of bullying tactics. Now, this is the kind of stuff that usually happens to Republicans. Guys like Jim Jeffords and Arlen Specter come to mind. Whoever pulled this off, congratulations. You have done well for your party, for your state, and your country. Now, don't cave.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. More administrative changes have taken place at College Station City Hall. City Manager Kelly Templin announced Wednesday Assistant Manager Kathy Merrill retired last month. Filling that position will be Police Chief Jeff Capps, who has been with the department for 22 years. Cap starts his new job on June 30th, supervising the police and fire departments, intergovernmental relations, community services, human resources, and emergency operations. Assistant Police Chief Scott McCollum will lead city law enforcement on an interim basis. Earlier this year, Templin promoted Jeff Kirsten to another assistant city manager position and Chuck Gilman to deputy city manager. Bryan police are searching for suspects in two firearm-related incidents that took place Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says multiple gunshots were fired near the roundabout at College Main and Old College.
When officers arrived on the scene, they saw the male that was described in the call, and they attempted to stop that person, and he ran from the police. So when they caught up to him, they immediately observed that he had received a gunshot wound to a non-vital area and immediately called an ambulance to come transport him to St. Joseph Hospital.
McKeithen says drugs were recovered from the victim at the hospital, and a gun was found in a sweep at the scene. 20 minutes later, a suspect walked into Woody's on South College with his face covered and holding a handgun. McKeithen says the man left immediately after seeing the clerk. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Nearly two-thirds of job growth in the United States over the last 25 years has come from small businesses. That was among the observations by the keynote speaker at Wednesday's Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards Luncheon. Randy Hale is a Bryan native who leads a Houston-based investors group where he currently sits on the boards of 10 private companies and has served more than 30 others. Hale challenged the small business owners to expand their moat.
Your moat could be intellectual property, a patent. It could be a brand that everybody recognizes. It could be government permits that allow you to operate and do things that others can't do. It could be a technical expertise, superior service, superior sales organization, geographic footprint that gives you an advantage over others. There's a number of things that could be that could make up your moat. The main thing is that you need to determine what those things are, invest time and money in it, and nurture it on a regular basis.
This year's winner of the fastest growing small business in the Brazos Valley is Schaefer Custom Homes. Online at WTAW.com is the complete winner's list. The political domino effect of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's primary loss has already started. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has already heard from colleagues interested in future leadership positions after Cantor leaves office.
I've already gotten two calls and a couple of text messages, some as late as midnight last night, saying, hey, would you support me for this position or that position? The jockeying has already started for new majority leader, and then, if the whip moves up, and you got people jockeying for whip, and interesting times.
Flores says he was surprised about Cantor's defeat.
He's really a good conservative guy. I mean, he's not one of the so-called rhino-type folks. He is very conservative. He may have gotten a little too far out in front of the skis on immigration, particularly with respect to how to deal with the Dreamers. But, other than that, he's a very conservative guy.
Another Texas congressman, Pete Sessions, has indicated his interest in becoming House Majority Leader. A third, Jeb Hensarling, says he's, quoting, prayerfully considering the best way to serve. There's been a shakeup in the Wendy Davis for governor campaign. She selected a Texan and a member of the State House of Representatives to take over as campaign manager. Rice University political science chair Mark Jones says making State Representative Chris Turner the campaign manager made sense as Davis finds herself down 12 points to Greg Abbott in the polls.
If you're going to replace somebody at this stage, you needed somebody who you already knew, who knew Texas and who didn't need to be brought up to speed. Among the options, Turner seems one of the more solid ones compared to any other option that Davis had.
Davis thanked her outgoing campaign manager, Karen Johansson. Davis says they've raised more money from more donors and have more volunteers than any candidate ever in Texas. An anchor that may have been part of one of the earliest ships to hit the Americas will be tested in Texas.
The anchor was found 6 years ago in Puget Sound, north of Seattle, and may have been from one of the earliest ships to explore the waters of the Great Northwest. The 900-pound anchor might be one lost by a ship that accompanied the HMS Discovery as British explorer George Vancouver charted the West Coast in 1792. The anchor now being shipped to Texas A&M and College Station, where experts are going to try to determine whether it really is the anchor lost 222 years ago. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids,
the office,
and home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Malik is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 92626C.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more, go to the anchorfoundationrepair.net page.
Some showers have already started firing up across central and northern Texas. Some thunderstorms as well. All this tracking south and east. We'll see when it gets here. Partly sunny today, 90 to 95. There is the risk of a storm before the day is over. Better chance for some showers and storms tonight, however, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Saturday, the high Saturday close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the NCAA Track and Field Championships underway this morning in Oregon. We've also got an update for you from the U.S. Open. World Cup starts today and the NBA is game four tonight. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50 or so.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So I forget, I turned on the TV, it was, so what's today? Today's Thursday, it's Tuesday, I guess, is that when the last game
George
was?
George H.W. Bush's birthday.
You're right, it is. Happy birthday, 41. Guy probably accomplished more and did more things before he was president of the United States within the modern era that prepared him to be president. Yeah. And the fact that he only gets to serve for 4 years, I mean, you know, he was...
Well, he survived being shot down. That's step one.
To begin with, yeah. But, I mean, he was a congressman. He was the head of the CIA. I mean, U.N. ambassador, is that right?
I believe that is correct.
I mean, just, you know, he did, and he was vice president. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He knew a lot of stuff. And he got 4 years.
I hope I don't get someone in trouble, but the official George H.W. Bush Twitter account tweeted out for just, it was up for about a minute and it disappeared. Beautiful day in Maine. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Great day for a parachute jump.
He's done that already.
I'm sure Barb saw that. It's an get rid of that.
Nope. We don't need any of that. So, we were just talking to a guy called earlier this morning talking about 80 by 8. We haven't done that yet. We may hit it today. I mean, because we've been at 79 since about 6:30 this morning.
That sun's baking.
It is, and you know, as long as the breeze is out there, that was okay. But we may hit 80 by 8, and so wouldn't that be a good time to give away Schlitterbahn tickets? You know, And I have to tell you that I want to say maybe four or five people this week have said to me, "You gonna give Schlitterbahn tickets away?" You know? And a guy called me just a minute ago, and he said, "You gonna give Schlitterbahn tickets away?" So, yeah, you know, I think we'll do one of our luck of the draw things, okay? Because, after all, if you're listening, you didn't win the lottery last night, in case you didn't. if you just got up, you didn't win the lottery, okay? But if you want to call 695-1620, I've got the lines on hold right now, and I'll release them, and then, like, the first one to creep in there, we'll give them tickets. In fact, you have tickets to all three, don't you?
Okay. Hang on.
Okay, you're going
to
look.
I have to look.
I know, it's okay. And if you could talk away from the microphone, that'd be good, too.
Yeah, just like Scott does on a daily basis.
Exactly right.
I've got to get him out of my vault hiding place in my little cubby here.
Pull up your window shades.
South Padre, Galveston, and New Brunswick.
Look at that. That'd be all three,
wouldn't it? We got all three of them.
Be good. We'll do that in just a minute. In the meantime, also, after we finished our conversation about e-cigarettes, I love it. Guy called, he said, Could we have some e-chewing tobacco? He said, that's what I'm in.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I don't know what you do.
Nicotine-laced beef jerky.
Yeah. You remember that? Do they still make that bubble gum that comes in a bag that looks like
I believe so. Big League Chew?
Big League Chew.
Yeah, that's
I didn't like bubble gum, but I ate me some of that.
That's fun. It is. That's good stuff. Anyway, but somebody needs to be working on that, though. Some sort of an artificial, you know, where you've got, like, nicotine. Of course, that problem is that you get that contact thing, and that's a little bit different. That's not quite the same as the smoke deal. Let's just go ahead and release the line. We'll see who's going to 695-1620. If you want to win tickets to, you know, you're lucky today, I believe. Who's this?
Awesome! Colette Abbey.
Colette. It's awesome, Colette Abbey. There you go. what a great name.
What fun parents.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, Colette, here's what we'll do now. Have you been to Schlitterbahn before?
I have.
Okay, now what do you do?
I work at the Health Science Center in a molecular genetics lab.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, there you go.
We got smart people listening.
I know. Yeah, she ain't listening to Toby Keith, I can tell you that. All right, so anyway, here's what we'll do, Colette, spell your last name for me.
A-D-D-E-Y.
Okay. All right, Colette. Here's what we'll do, because this is our first giveaway of the summer, we will give you a choice. You can have two tickets to any of the Schlitterbahn parks. So which one would you like?
Galveston.
There you go. All right, come by
here,
and we've got it for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day. That's all we're doing now. We're not doing anymore. Don't call anymore, okay?
Way to go. Well, you can call, just not for tickets.
You can. I forgot to ask her how many times she dialed in. I should ask her that. But anyway.
You get extra points for that?
Yeah, now I got three lines going crazy, so no. No, you don't get extra points for that, but good for her. All right, so they ask Movie Phone the 10 best kid movies ever.
Ever.
Ever. The 10 best movies ever. Number 9, how disappointing was Elf?
Loved Elf.
No, Elf is a instant classic.
Okay.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
There's so many quotable lines from that.
Okay. All right. I'm missing it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, sorry. Number 8 is E.T. Number 7 is... okay, so I guess we're not going to do Yep, Yep, Nope, but I'm guessing you guys have seen those, both of them. Uh-huh. Lion King. Have y'all seen that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mary Poppins in at number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw that.
What?
Well, I mean, I saw parts of it. I could never figure out how to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards, which was pretty good. Number 5 is the Muppet movie, I guess the original one.
Yeah.
Number 4, My Neighbor Totoro.
I'm not familiar with that one.
All right.
I've never heard of that.
Now, this one I really like. Number 3 is Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty good.
She is the she's the wife in Game of Thrones.
Oh, is that right?
Blew my mind.
Wow. Well, Mandy Patinkin's in it. Wallace Shawn is in it.
Hello.
Andre the Giant, yeah.
My name is Diego Montoya. That's one of the great lines. I love it.
Inconceivable, right?
Inconceivable.
Okay, and the number 1, number 2 is Toy Story. Number 1 is Wizard of Oz. Anyway, there you go.
Wizard of Oz scared the hell out of kids. That's wrong.
Yeah, I know. That's probably right. I just, that's true. There were some...
flying monkeys. Yeah. I know grown-ups that are still afraid of flying monkeys.
Here at the office, we've got 80 degrees now, so we're good.
Do we?
Yes!
We made it.
80 by 8.
All right, that's good. And then also, you know, we celebrated by giving away the tickets to Schlitterbahn. So anyway.
Woohoo!
Wait, I got a call. Maybe it's not for Schlitterbahn. No. Yeah, forget that. They don't love us for ourselves. They just love us for our tickets. It's fine. That's okay. We'll get over it.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime.
downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You're probably aware that opposites attract when it comes to marriage, but have you noticed how those differences show up when it comes to parenting? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Take the story of Julie and Mike. While dating, Julie was drawn to her husband Mike and his laid-back surfer approach to life. But later on, when the couple found themselves raising 3 boys together, his relaxed attitude became a source of irritation. First, there were the differences of opinion about toddler discipline. And then came disagreements about dating, cell phones, and curfews. There were even times when Julie felt resentful because it seemed as though Mike was viewed as the pizza and movie guy while she was known for serving broccoli and challenging her boys to read classic literature. How did Julie and Mike navigate this bumpy road? Well, they came to the realization that even in parenting, opposites don't have to cancel each other out. They can actually be complementary as you work together as a team to raise your sons and daughters. Kids need both a mom and a dad, but they also need parents who have learned how to respect their distinct personalities and bring balance to their parenting styles. Kids will be enriched when they experience those two styles coming together. It's an important part of the way family's been designed, and it's a perspective kids will need when they're adults to move successfully into their marriages and parenting. For more parenting advice, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
All right, Father's Day is coming up. I think you know that on Sunday, right? It's not sneaking up on you. It'll be here. How about this? How about a gift for Dad from Sioux Falls Prater? Because they do have the answer. They do. Mighty M generators. They have steel products as well to help him keep the area in good shape and looking good. Honda mowers. Sioux Falls Prater also has security safes, and they have tools and a whole bunch more things. But don't forget also, they have Yeti coolers. How great would that be? Give somebody special a Yeti cooler. And Sioux Falls Prater is going to give away one of those famous Yeti coolers Saturday. Okay, coming up this Saturday. If you'd like a chance to win a Yeti cooler from Sioux Falls Prater, then text Yeti Up. That's YETIUP. Yeti Up at 95577. Text it again. YETIUP. At 95577. For terms and conditions, visit the website, cptractor.com, to find out about the specials. Lots of other stuff there as far as equipment is concerned. They've got tool specials. They've got attachment specials. Good Father's Day stuff. So more than just John Deere, more than just equipment for the yard, all sorts of Father's Day ideas for you at Sioux Falls Prater. Again, go to cptractor.com for more information.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by us. It is 7:49. Today is a sports fan's dream. The U.S. opens today in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is set this evening in Miami, and soccer kicks off the World Cup in Brazil. But we're going to start with the Aggies at the NCAA Track and Field Championships. A&M's first points came in the championships were picked up by men's pole vaulter Chance Wolf. He picked up a respectable fifth, clearing 18 feet. The Aggies also advanced with 8 entries to the finals during the semifinal races yesterday. Dion Lindor led A&M in the 400-meter semifinals race, while Shamir Little improved her career best in the 400-meter hurdles. Zach Taylor sat down with head coach Pat Henry and asked if, after so many years and so much success and so many national championships, if he still got nervous before the big meets.
Oh, yeah. When I stop getting nervous, I'll quit. You know, seriously, I mean, when it's time to run, it's time to do the things that we do, I get butterflies. I mean, my palms are sweaty, and it's been 42 years of that. So I'm serious about that, though. Mm-hmm. When that emotion is gone from me, that spreads to my athletes, too, and that's part of it.
Semifinal races today include 200-meter, 110 hurdles, and the 4x400-meter relay. Texas A&M sophomore A.J. Minter has earned an invitation to compete for a roster spot on the nation's premier summer collegiate team, as the left-hander has been welcomed to take part in the USA Baseball Collegiate National Training Camp. Camp starts on June the 19th. In the NHL Championship,
St. Louis drops it. Now a shot pass. Tip score! Derek Stepan with a shot pass. Martez St. Louis was off to the right of Quick. He got a piece of it. And the veteran forward has given New York a 2-0 lead.
That turned out to be the game winner for Martin St. Louis. Henrik Lundqvist stood on his head and made 40 saves for the New York Rangers, and they avoided the 4-game sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals by downing the Los Angeles Kings 2-1. Lundqvist was perfect while the Rangers were outshot 15-1 in the third period. World Cup starts today at 3 o'clock. Host Brazil will be taking on Croatia. The United States plays Ghana that game Monday, June 16th at 5 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers denied Miami's bid for a record interleague winning streak.
Struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Jimenez lobs down to first to complete the strikeout on a pitch in the dirt. Darvish has his first Major League complete game. The Rangers have a 6-0 win.
Rangers have the night off. They'll head to Seattle for a 9 o'clock start tomorrow night. Dallas Keuchel pitched 8 strong innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1. Keuchel won for the 6th time in 7 starts, and here's Stroh skipper Bo Porter on his starter.
When you look at his pitch selection, I think he does a tremendous job of inducing weak contact. I think he does a good job. It's not just, when I say command, it's not just throwing strikes. I think he has a great sense of command as far as getting guys to swing at the pitch he wants them to swing at. And like I said, it speaks to just the season in which he's having.
The Strohs are in Arizona again tonight to wrap up the 4th game of the 4-game series. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. The Brazos Valley Bombers are coming off a 4-game road swing. They get a 4-game homestand with their first matchup of the season against the Texas Marshals. Pre-game scheduled for that one at 6:45. The first pitch at 7 was Zach Taylor, and you can catch that on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA Finals, Game 4 is tonight in Miami. San Antonio leads the series 2-1, just exactly like it was last year. Spurs guard Tony Parker, however, said they don't really think much about last year.
To be honest with you, we didn't even talk about it, you know, Game 6 and 7. You know, the only time Pop reminded us of that, it was Day 1 and training camp. That's why I don't like revenge. You know, it's a rematch, you know, and we're playing a great team. They're the 2-time champs. We have the best record on the road, and we love playing on the road. Sometimes I feel like we play better on the road than at home. And so hopefully, you know, we can keep playing well.
They'll tip things off tonight at 8 o'clock. And finally, the U.S. Open is cranked up already. At Pinehurst, the par 70 course is more than 7,500 yards and was renovated back in 2005. Justin Rose was U.S. Open winner last year. As it stands right now, 55 have already teed off, and Lefty leads a group of 9 others at 1 under par. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Okay, sellers, which is great unless you're a buyer.
Right.
So what does that mean for the buyers then if everybody's selling?
Well, things are still good for buyers because interest rates are still low. They're still in the mid-4s. So that's great news and something to definitely take advantage of. But it's interesting. We used to have really difficult conversations with our sellers when it was a buyer's market, when inventory was high and demand was low. Now that it's a reverse situation, we're having difficult conversations with buyers. We're having to make sure that they're more available in their schedule to jump on something when we find it. It's important for buyers to make sure that they interview their realtor. We've talked a lot about sellers interviewing realtors. It's important for buyers, too, to make sure that you've got somebody who's available, who's on top of what the inventory situation is, who can show you a home at a moment's notice, somebody who has access to even to homes that haven't hit the market yet. So it's been a game changer. And so for buyers, the realtor is important, and you want to take advantage of those interest rates.
Well, we've heard the stories where they're on the market for 24 hours and they're gone.
With multiple offers.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill local today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're celebrating 80 by 8 today. And this is 10 days before the first day of summer, so there you are. By the way, days continue to get longer up until then they start getting shorter again, just so you know. So, healthiest vegetable out there?
Healthiest vegetable. Broccoli.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
No, I know this one.
Oh, do you?
Watercress.
That's right, it is. It's
really?
Watercress. Wait, I know this.
Yeah. Wait, here's something
ooh,
I know.
Pick me.
Yeah.
Horseshack sitting over there.
Okay. Now,
the
I mean,
Sweat Hogs Morning Show.
Let's think. Let's see if any of these happen to be at Golden Corral, okay? Yes or no for Golden Corral for these. Number 8 would be collard greens.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 7 would be romaine lettuce.
Yes.
Yeah, probably so. But it's just got the spines, which everybody hates. Number 6 is parsley, which makes no sense. What do you put? Parsley is a garnish.
It is to cleanse the palate when
finished.
I
understand, but that's the deal. You're going to get you a big old 4-ounce bowl of parsley and put ranch dressing on it and sit down and watch TV?
Of and they make some sauces with that.
Yeah.
And Seder meals.
Yeah. Chicory.
Yeah.
Leaf lettuce.
No, not
chicory jam. Number 4, spinach. Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, you use that on the Subway sandwich. Doesn't make it stack as high. I'm just saying. look, it's a friendly help, okay? It's a little reminder. Well, something, okay? Charred beet greens.
What?
Charred beet greens.
No.
Not two R's. That's like C-H-A-R-D. Chinese cabbage.
No.
And then watercress. Watercress scored a perfect 100.
Really?
Yes, indeed. So there you go. So go get you some watercress. Does it help you fight the heat? Because it's going to be warm today. Actually, not that warm, 93, but a heat index of around 101 and a 50% chance of maybe severe rain tonight. We'll see. Right now it's 80, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.